What we're going to do is we're going to participate in communion here this morning. I'd like to begin by reading the scriptures, and we serve with an open table. That means if you're a dedicated Christian and love the Lord, whether or not you're from this congregation, you are more than welcome to participate with us, and we celebrate His presence and the life that He's given for us. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, beginning in verse 23, says these words, "For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which He was betrayed, took bread. When He had given thanks, He broke it and said, 'Take, eat. This is My body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of Me.' In the same manner, He also took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in My blood. This do, as often as you drink it, in remembrance of Me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till He comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened by the Lord, that we may not be condemned with the world." Jesus went to the cross and took your sins and punishments, and He took mine. Thank you, my brother. Upon Himself. We celebrate that every single day. Our life in the Lord is because of what He has done for us. The Scripture says we love Him because He first what?
Loved us.
And so we do this morning in remembrance of Him. This wafer represents His bread, His body, rather, broken for us. And we partake and we receive healing power and life, the benefits of His death and resurrection. When we participate in the fruit of the vine, we're ratifying the new covenant in His blood, shed by Him in order that we might be washed clean and His sons, His daughters, to be able to be. How many are glad to be able to be a daughter or son of the Lord this morning? Isn't that good news? So we do this morning in remembrance of Him. Now we take just a moment before we participate in order to make sure relationships with others are right. If there's a difficult relationship or you know there's ought or problems between you and someone else in this room, we urge you to take a few moments, go to that person and make it right. We don't point fingers, we just give opportunity. If there's something that's difficult in relationship with someone who is not here, a lot of people historically have said, well, then I shouldn't take communion. No, the Lord wants you to take communion. Make it your heart's commitment to take care of that relationship and make it right on your first opportunity after we close here today. Above all, the Lord wants us with healed relationships together as we celebrate Him. Amen? So let's pause for just a few moments, and if there's anyone you need to go to, you feel free to. And if there's anything between you and the Lord in this time of pausing, make sure it gets right and taken care of. And then we'll participate together. Jesus, as we come to You this morning, we do so with such thanksgiving. Our hearts are so alive in Your Spirit, so grateful for what You have done and who You are. Lord, as we participate with this bread and take this bread, we participate in receiving the body of Jesus broken for us. We participate in faith, knowing that as we take, Lord, we're healed. By Your stripes, we're healed. And You took our sins, our sorrows, our sicknesses, our diseases upon Yourself. And Lord, we thank You for bearing that punishment for us. We are so grateful. Let's all participate together. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You for being so good, Lord. Thank You, Lord, for Your body broken for us. Lord, we're thankful that we get to participate in what's also called the Eucharist, the celebration. It's not just a somber time, but it's a celebration time because we are washed clean and we ratify again this covenant with You. Now, as we partake of the fruit of the vine, we do so with such grateful thanksgiving that You wash us clean and we're Yours in a fresh way. Let's all participate together. Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for being so good. Hallelujah, Lord. We're glad, Lord, to be forgiven. We're glad to be renewed. We're glad to be freed. We're glad to be yours. We're glad to be loved by you, and we get to love you in return. We're glad to be your people. And all the people said, Amen. Amen. Isn't he great?
Yes.
He's worthy of our praise. Amen. Lord, we praise you this morning.